You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Trevor, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good. Not as good as the Elks offense right now. 398 passing yards, complete 75% of your passes, 4 touchdowns. And really, from the opening drive, Trevor, it seemed like your offense was just like more aggressive and attacking, kind of picking up a little bit where you left off in that BC game. Did you sense that right away? Was there anything different in the play calling? Was the goal to be as aggressive as you were as a team all day?
You know, we just try and take what the defense gives us, and our receivers were doing a great job this week, and I really think it was just an attitude thing throughout the week. You know, we were really pressing the envelope, trying to make sure that we're, you know, demanding more and not pacing ourselves at practice and trying to just really push each other because I think we're capable of a lot.
How did you stay sharp during the time off that the group had?
Well, I think we had a lot of experience with the pandemic, getting workouts in at home and, getting creative with the workouts, trying to stay competitive and also just watching tons of film. And to be honest, like the first 2 weeks of the year were really tough offensively because we had zero film to watch. Barron Miles had never called defense in the CFL and Mike Benavides hadn't called defense since 2018. So it was tough for us to, go and practice and watch film because there was really nothing we could do. We were just guessing as to what they were going to be doing. And so it was a lot of, throwing darts at the old dartboard blind. And now we're able to actually see some film and prepare for, maybe 50-75% of what we're actually going to see. So we're able to get some good cues and be a little bit more aggressive. But, depending on what the defense gives us, a lot of times it really predicates what we do.
Trevor, there was an article that came out about Craig Ellingson and guys on the sidelines drawing up the play that led to the Jones touchdown. Can you kind of take us through that conversation and what you guys saw and then what you draw up and obviously how it executed personally? And I guess the main point is that accurate portrayal?
Yeah, it's accurate, but that's every week to say that every play we run is in the game plan. Every week would be insane, but that's a normal weekly thing. A quarter before that, the deep ball to Darrell that we threw that he came down with. I at halftime I said, hey, can we do this? And James is like, sure, preview it with the guys. And that's a weekly thing. We have a heady bunch. And Greg Ellingson, the fact that he draws up, or suggests a play for somebody else tells you everything you need to know about him. He's an unselfish guy. He's a relentless worker. If you came to practice and you didn't see jersey numbers, you would say, who's that guy trying to make the team this week? And that's what separates a guy like Greg Ellingson is his unselfishness and his work ethic.
So, Trevor, when someone suggests that, is it something they're seeing from the defense or something that they're seeing from your offense that is going to open up that play?
It's something we see from the defense, but late in games, we have a play similar to that in fairly often because late in games it's tough on defenses because you've got 32 in the backfield and he's an absolute train, trying to tackle a Coke machine, and he's been able to break a lot of tackles and run out clocks and been a great closer for us this year. And then we have receivers that we can get the ball to on the perimeter, and defenses are in a tough spot, trying to get the ball back. And so it's just the perfect storm right there. But like I said, this happens, weekly. It's not something that that is unique to this week, something that we threw up on the sideline or a receiver suggested something. I would say probably 2 or 3 times a quarter, a receiver comes up and says, hey, can we do this? Or an O-lineman comes up and says, hey, can we, get to this sort of run? So this one was just pretty cool because I guess it got out to the public.
Trevor Harris, quarterback for the Edmonton Elks, joins us. They take on the Stampeders again on Saturday, looking for the rare sweep in the home-and-home of the annual Labor Day Classic. And, Trevor, you mentioned how you kind of went in early in the year and you had no film to work on. But, every team, you guys have beat almost 2 full seasons since guys. It's 21 months and you'd played games. Might seem like an odd question, but the fact that when COVID hit after the BC game and you canceled that game and then you had a bye week, the fact that you guys at a team had been off for so long prior to that, did it make this short 2 week break that maybe in other years would have been considered a big deal, not as much of a big deal?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I know that we have a relentless and an unselfish bunch, and I think that's something that Brock Sunderland did a tremendous job of, is recruiting character. And we have a lot of great character guys. And so it was kind of interesting to hear, you know, the people talk about the internal conflicts in the locker room that frankly weren't there. We have a lot of guys that have each other's backs, and we have a lot of guys that love football. And I feel like we're a tighter knit bunch now because, you know, we know that, you know, when adversity strikes, our character is going to grow. And I know that the old adage of adversity, you know, builds character, and actually reveals it. And I think this revealed a lot of who we are as a bunch. And like I said, I think Brock Sunderland has done a great job of recruiting the right guys to be in this locker room.
Trevor, you know, how do you explain the success of the new receivers you had and how they contributed so quickly?
You know, it was early on in training camp that it was pretty easy to pinpoint. You know, the guys that contributed yesterday. I think you're referring to Jalen and Ernest, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and it was pretty easy to see, along with Mike Jones during training camp. It was like, these guys are great. And Shai Ross had a tremendous camp. And I think that you're going to continue to see guys flourish, like Ernest and Jalen and Shai and Tavon and Mike Jones. And everybody knows about Greg and Darrell, as they know. They don't need an introduction. But we've got young running back that is something else, that Walter Fletcher. And so we've got a lot of really young guys that can really contribute and add things to us. And I think it's really cool to see how those guys can really complement Greg and Darrell, with how dominant at any point in time Greg or Darrell is capable of having a 200-yard game. And they will. And these young guys really complement them well. And the things that Ernest, Jalen, and Tavon and Shai and Mike, the things that they bring to the table really make them unique, because they're legitimate, you know, 1, 2, 3 receivers, you know, across any team on the league. And the fact that they're able to fit them in, and the creativity of Jamie and our play designs has been really, really beneficial to put these guys in good positions to make the plays, and they're capitalizing. But it also has to do with us getting reps together, and the more reps together, I think the better we're going to get.
Trevor Harris joins us. Trevor, James Wilder burst on the scene in the CFL with Toronto in 2017, and you know, was a huge part of them winning the Grey Cup. And, you know, admittedly, he said he wasn't the same for the few years after that. Well, this season he looks, well, maybe even better. He had a few runs in that game yesterday, specifically the one leading up to the Jones touchdown. Then, of course, his own touchdown himself. Can you just talk about the physical presence that Wilder's bringing to your team and how much it's firing up your group?
You know, we have guys that are doing that across the locker room. It's not just James. You know, did you see Darrell Walker catch an out route and absolutely truck their safety? You know, Greg Ellington, he catches a slide route and runs through two people for 7 yards instead of 3. Those things fire the guys up. But there's no secret of who 32 is. I mean, he's a hammer, and we're excited that he's in our backfield, and I think it's really great to have him. Because we're able to establish a run game, and when you can establish a run game, you can really work your play action game. You can move the pocket, because teams have to stay honest, and they can't give you light boxes, because if they do, then James is going to hurt you. And he brings a great energy to practice every day. And you know, when he was retired, I called him, you know, 2, 3, 4 times, and we chatted back and forth a little bit, and just kind of gauging his interest level to see if he wanted to come back. And, you know, eventually got to the point where I really felt like, you know, I could really call Brock and lobby to get James here. And I'm just thankful that Brock was open to it. And I'm thankful that James was open to it. And I think he's having a lot of fun, and we're really lucky and glad to have him.
So he was a nice addition for sure. But then, you know, today the Elks signed Derek Moncrief. I recognize he won't be on this, you know, on the field the same time as you. But, you know, what is the energy? Does it change energy or bring more energy to the group, knowing you're getting a player like this to add to what's already there?
You know, to be honest, it kind of broke after the game yesterday. I think some of the guys found out. So, you know, I think it's more just we're excited that we got to win. But we've got a group that's really focused on the next game. You know, what we did last week doesn't matter anymore. Yesterday. And so we're really focused forward on growing as a team and making sure that we're growing this week. And really that's what this is about, is what can we learn from yesterday's win to get better. And, cause we know Calgary's going to come out swinging, and, obviously, you know, it's all about the response. And so we have an event where we won a game. You know, some teams can exhale and say like, ah, here we go, we're going to win. But I think it's time for us to put our foot on the accelerator.
Trevor Harris joins us. Trevor, I don't want the PG answer because I know the guys are prideful. Guys, they know all the players know the stats, are highly competitive players. Beating Calgary on Labor Day obviously is a huge thing for your team. But for you personally, like I was blown away when I saw the stat. I was like, what? He's never beat them? Like, it just kind of shocked me. What did it mean to you to finally say, okay, now I can say I beat Calgary. Now, obviously, I want to beat him, let's say, 10 in a row. Was there anything to that very odd stat of never beating them in your career prior to yesterday?
Yeah, just that people can stop asking me about it now. But, shoot, I guess the proverbial get the monkey off your back. The Calgary's been such a great team for so long.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's record against Calgary is very good, but 0-10-2 is a different animal. So I sure am lucky and happy and thankful and blessed that we got that one. We can finally put one in the win column. But it's not something I've ever thought about. I just know that Calgary has done a tremendous job, and I've lost some tight ones against them. And also, you know, had a couple ties where, you know, it could have gone our way where, you know, it was late in the game where we, you know, made a stupid mistake as a team. But that's CFL football, and it just so happens that I was on the wrong side of those for quite a while. And so fortunately that's done. And hopefully we can move on. Hopefully we can get some wins. And I like your suggestion of 10 in a row, but anytime you're playing teams where Bo Levi Mitchell and Dave Dickinson and the Calgary Stampeders are over there, it's going to be tough to do.
You mentioned putting your foot on the gas. It's a shortened season. And we've seen teams come back before in the CFL, but you have an opportunity to sweep them, put yourselves win 3 in a row, but also put them in a pretty big hole at 1-5. I know it's early on, and it's not a must-win game, but there's a really good chance here to kind of, you know, almost eliminate one team from the West race if you can get a win on Saturday.
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about. I'm not sure you eliminate them, but you definitely put them in a hole. And obviously, when you have a rival, when you have a team that you know is going to string together a good amount of wins in Calgary, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they put together a nice string of wins. If we can do that, that'd be tremendous. But, you know, obviously, we weren't thinking about this upcoming game until now. And so now that we're here and, you know, we're in a position where 2-2 and they're, are they 1-4 currently?
Yep.
It would be tremendous if we could kind of get to the point where we could do that. And so, but if we focus on the win, I don't think that's going to happen. We're going to focus on the process, focus on how we can lose, and just take this game one play at a time. Because you're not going to be able to just say like, let's go win and win. We're going to focus on the process and focus on the preparation. And my thought right now is just have a great day of practice tomorrow and get better as a group.
You know, for your preparation, what do you like about it as a quarterback that you play the same team on a short week?
To be honest, I just love preparation as a whole. Like, I love staying in there and grinding until 7:15 at night and seeing the things we can come up with offensively and how many ideas I can get to coach you and hopefully implement them in the game plan. And we do a tremendous job of working, but in terms of playing the same team, you know that they're going to have adjustments. But anytime you play a game this close, neither one of us, offensively and defensively, we're not going to reinvent the wheel, and neither are they. They're not going to come out and play, you know, a completely different scheme. I mean, they might, but you know who they are, and they know who you are. And obviously, still, you like the fact that they know, you know, they're in the same position physically as you are. Both have a short week, and both you know are going to come out flexing and swinging in this game. And hopefully we can do that and take the fight to them.
And lastly, Trev, do you guys have a win song right now that's like a guaranteed one that plays in the locker room after big wins?
No, nothing concrete, but I'll see if there was something that was played yesterday. I kind of just zone out and just go talk to guys and see if everybody's all right after games. I don't pay too much attention to a song, but I think we just have our typical thing where we're having points we score, we bang on the locker that many times and do this hoo-hoo-ha thing. So, you'll have to ask Matty O'Donnell about it. He's the guy that kind of leads the charge there.
Okay, so he's the banger of the on the stall. So I guess yesterday was 32 times, which I would guess really 32. Amplifies as you get close to 32.
Yeah, 32 of them. So, yeah, you'll have to ask Maddie about it.
Okay, awesome. Well, Trevor, good luck on Saturday. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You guys have a great week.